Last week, every piece of steel in the town of Min Chau in the Kunlun Mountains of China was destroyed by a new chemical, Moiben gas, which escaped from a nearby laboratory. Other things happened, too. The smooth Kennington hook was captured, but escaped with a dragon lady in her plane. Dr. Moiben was found at last. Then General Chang arrived with Mr. Cripple, a representative of a newsreel company. He offered Terry and Pat Ryan and Jude Hennick a very interesting but dangerous job. We'll learn more about this movie proposition in today's transcribed episode, so stand by. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Don't you find that everything's a lot more fun when you're feeling swell? Sports and games are more fun, and work is, too. Whether you're playing football or tennis or tackling an arithmetic problem, you do it better and enjoy it more if you're full of pep. Now, to get that way and stay that way, you want to eat the right things. There are certain things you can eat and drink that will be a big help in building extra pep. And that's especially true of foods that are rich in vitamins, like Libby's tomato juice. This grand-tasting juice is really a food drink. It's rich in an important vitamin that you've probably heard a lot about, vitamin C. Yes, and Libby's tomato juice is also an excellent source of vitamin A. And it gives you other important vitamins, too. So, if you want to keep in good condition, ready to tackle anything, it's a dandy idea to drink a big glass of Libby's tomato juice every single day. And take it from me, that's easy to do. So, right after this program, ask your mother to get some Libby's tomato juice, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Libby's, and tell her you'd sure be glad if she'd get it tomorrow. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, Terry is all excited about the idea of taking movies of the Burma Road, and so is Pilot Jude Hennick, for now he can fly a plane again. Pat Ryan is interested, too, because it spells adventure in a great big way. Today, we join Terry and April in the log cabin, and Terry is saying...
I'm sorry we'll have to break up this outfit, April, but, well, you know how it is.
No, how is it?
Well, the Burma Road is no place for you in Burma.
I wonder if Burma was named after the Burma Road, or the Burma Road was named after Burma.
I don't know. Did you ever ask her?
No, I thought it was kind of personal.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, the Burma Road is no place for women.
Well, don't women ever travel on that road?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, Burma and me, we're women.
Well, I mean, there's a war on. That road is the vital link that sends war supplies into China to Chungking.
Isn't that nice?
But don't you see that road is in constant danger? Air raids, bombs, and all that.
Well, when that happens, we can get off the road, can't we?
Listen to me, April. The Burma Road winds and turns and twists through mountains. It's hot and cold, and there's no place to sleep, and you never know about food. Well, anyway, why do you want to go along the Burma Road in the first place?
I never said I did, Terry.
Well, then what are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm more worried about that parrot you got for Christmas. What are you going to do with it if you go out taking movies of that old road?
Well, I thought you might look after it. Or maybe we could leave it here with some people.
Oh, Terry, how can you be so cruel to leave a poor defenseless parrot with strangers? I don't see how you could look him in the face.
Listen, that parrot is 10 times older than I am. He's been with more families than we'll ever know. He doesn't know me anyway.
But he's a Christmas gift from Burma. How do you suppose she'll feel?
Well, I can't take the bird with me when I'm helping Pat and Dude take pictures. Somebody will shoot it for a duck, and then where'll the parrot be?
Oh, dear. And I had such plans for that bird. I was going to make a singer out of him.
Well, you can, April. You can take charge of him, and when I come back, well, he'll be singing all those songs you sing, you see, and... Oh, hi, Pat.
Well, we're all set, Terry. Just clean up the odds and ends around here, and we're off. Well, why the long face, April? Aren't you glad to leave Min Chau in this log cabin?
Oh, yes, but I don't know where we're going yet.
To Chungking, for the time being. It's about the safest plan.
Have you talked to Burma about it, Mr. Ryan?
Well, no. Not exactly. We sort of discussed things.
Yeah, but... I've been trying to explain about the Burma Road to April, but she doesn't seem to understand.
Why, do so. It's dangerous, and women shouldn't be walking along it.
Well, that's only part of it, April. It's being bombed every day, especially in the Chinese territory.
Well, I'm going to do what Burma decides. She knows best. Is Connie going with you, Min?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I'm waiting for Dude to come back from a meeting with General Chang. He's arranging about a plane and all.
Say, where's Burma? I just happened to think.
Oh, she went with the men who took Dr. Moy Ben down into town. She's sort of acting as a nurse for the time being. And the doctor was mighty glad about it, too.
Good for Burma. She's the handy gal when it comes to trouble.
Yeah, Burma ought to be a nurse or something like that.
Oh, you're just saying that so you can get rid of her.
Why, April, I...
It is so. You and Mr. Ryan and Mr. Hennick have a new job where they're shooting and things, and now you want to send us poor, defenseless women where it's safe.
Oh,
so can you tie that? Of course we want you gals to be where it's safe. Remember, our coming here to Min Chow was an accident. If things had gone according to plan, we'd all be someplace else.
Well, I'm waiting to see what Burma says.
Well, they stick together, Pat.
Well, I want to do what's right. But the Burma Road is no place for visiting firemen and...
Burma!
Oh, hi, Burma.
Hello, children. How's every little thing?
Hello, beautiful. You look fresh as a daisy. Get Dr. Moy Ben all taken care of?
Yeah, oh, he's a grand old man. One of the finest old fellows I'll ever meet. Yeah, he thinks I'm a little bit of all right, too.
So say we all.
Well, you seem as happy as a cop with a new whistle. What's up?
Oh, just the usual busy little Burma making plans.
Oh, dear. More plans?
Yes, kitty. And they include you, too.
And the parrot. We have to take the parrot, Terry says.
And the parrot.
Say, what is all this?
Well, like I said, Dr. Moy Ben likes me. He thinks I'm a very capable person.
Well, sure, we all do, but what about it?
Now, Pat, don't get impatient. Well, I told him all about the great newsreel movie job you and Terry and Dude are going to do for the Chinese Army. And he thought anybody who risks his neck 24 hours a day on the Burma Road is a hero or a fool. But he thought it was necessary, and he's asked me to convey his best wishes for a long life.
Oh, Burma, come to the point. Now, what's happened?
Terry, my boy, you are now looking at an unofficial Army nurse. In fact, if April can stand it, you're looking at two of them.
What?
You? You a nurse? Well, where?
On the Burma Road. Look at those jaws, April. They drop like a ventriloquist dummy.
Now, wait a second.
No, Patsy, you wait. You were going to shuffle April and me off to Chongqing, where we could sit in a bomb shelter and not even see the sunshine for months on end. Oh, I made a few plans of my own.
Yeah?
Thanks to Dr. Moy Ben. He talked to General Chang, and I'm going to the Burma Road to look after a flock of Chinese orphans near the town of Lashio. You know, the children of peasants and soldiers who've been killed during the raids along that bedeviled highway.
Well, you win, Burma. It's okay with me.
Oh, thanks, Terry, but I don't need your okay. I'm free, white, and over 21, so I can decide my own future. Just now, I just happen to be playing shepherd to some children who have no fathers or mothers. And, oh, I think that's a good way to start the new year, right? Don't you?
Well, yeah, sure.
Oh, dear. I don't know anything about looking after children.
That's all right, April. I'll look after you, too. That is, if you want to come along.
Oh, yes, of course. But I don't understand Chinese baby talk.
And the children don't understand you, so it's a lot of fun for everybody. Well, Pat, what goes?
Yes, your funeral, Burma. And you're perfectly right about knowing your own mind. All I have to say is, good luck. Maybe you are starting the new year right.
Now, that's a right pretty speech, Mr. Bones. I just left Dude Hennick. He thinks my new job is swell. He's going to fly us all over to Lashio. And more than that, his first job, and yours too, is to make a lot of movies of my new nursery.
Well, can you tie that? We take movies of a Chinese kindergarten.
Now, listen, Terry. This is a tough war. Folks along the Burma Road have been living almost like animals. Children brought up with the music of airplanes and bombs in their ears and... quite a speech for me. I'm all out of breath. But I meant every word of it.
I know you did. And it's true, every word of it. I'm proud of you, beautiful.
Yeah, and I hope you and April and everything works out fine.
Well, when do we leave? Let's get Connie and the parrot and everything gathered together so we can get started before we get into some more trouble. For a long time, seems like. Where's the Burma Road?
That's it. Right down there.
Oh, that long wiggling ribbon that don't go straight? Is that it?
Sure is.
Well, why don't they straighten it out?
The invader's trying to do that with his bombs right now.
I always thought the Burma Road was, well, just a road, you know.
Yeah, I know, but it isn't. You see, the Burma Road starts down near Rangoon. That's the port in the Bay of Bengal, the Straits of Malacca.
Yes?
Well, the Burma Road runs up through the country of Burma, into China, as far as Chongqing. We're flying over the Chinese part of the road now.
But why is that road so important, Harry?
Because it's a backdoor route to China. It's the road that carries U.S. war materials to China so she can fight off the invader.
Well, where are we going to land in this plane? All I can see is mountains and hills.
Well, don't worry about it, April. Our pilot, Hennick, knows the way to the town of Lashio. He'll set us down right side up.
Yeah. I hope so, Burma.
What do you mean by that, Pat?
Well, dude has seen it, and so have I. He hasn't said anything. No use alarming you.
Seen what? What are you talking about?
Well, I haven't noticed anything, Pat.
No? Take a look through that port light. Look up. Yeah, up and off. See anything?
Are those planes up there?
Well, take a good look.
Sure are, but
I don't know if they're Chinese planes or... We'll find out soon enough, as soon as we get over this next range of mountains.
Well, why wait for that?
Well, there's fog and air pockets and bad air currents along here. Not a good place for a fight.
You mean those little planes will come shooting at us?
I hope not. But if they're not Chinese planes, then we're... Well, then we're in for trouble.
There must be about 20 of them. What are they, Pat?
Pursuit ships. Trying to do it.
Well, they don't seem to notice us.
Well, they can swing over here and dive on us in 10 seconds. We can't do anything about it. We got a load. We're not armed enough to do any harm.
Hey, look! Those planes are swinging in a circle.
Yeah. We'll bring them above. Yeah, above and behind us. Well, folks, get your parachutes in position. It's like this is a party we didn't expect.
And I thought we were going to start the New Year right.
Well, we still got a chance. Dude Hennick is flying this plane, and he's come out of worse things than this. Let's not give up yet.
Well, this newest adventure doesn't look so good for Terry and the others. Of course, those other planes may be friendly, but I'll tell you more about what's brewing in just a moment. When you ask your mother to get Libby's tomato juice, why don't you make this suggestion? Why don't you ask her to keep a can or two in the refrigerator all the time? Then you can just dip in whenever you feel like it. And you'll feel like it plenty often. It's so marvelously good. Libby's tomato juice is a wonderful between-meal drink because it doesn't take away your appetite for regular meals. And it's rich in vitamin C. You'll like Libby's tomato juice and also Libby's Hawaiian pineapple juice. It's super delicious. Be sure to try them right away. I wonder if Hugh Hennick can maneuver his ship and slip away from those planes if they turn out to be enemy ships. Hugh may have a trick or two up his sleeve. And in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we'll see what can happen on the road that's now playing a headline part in the world's news, the famous Burma Road.